Moshe Rabbeinu's days are numbered, and the reality begins to sink in. It's time to appoint a successor. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Ribono Shel Olam, he does not want to abandon Klal Yisrael, he does not want to abandon his nation, his flock. He does not want to leave them without a shepherd. He does not want to leave the nation of Am Yisrael, the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a flock without a leader. From this transition, the Torah teaches us an invaluable lesson in succession, in leadership. Some successors have the goal to erase the accomplishments of their predecessor, to delete history, to start anew. While others, although not that extreme, have selfish tendencies and cravings to carve out their own independent legacy. How will they be remembered for history? Yet the most noble, honorable, and principled path of succession is to continue and prolong the ideas, the values, and the standards of the predecessors. In order for that to happen seamlessly, the predecessor must hand over the reins, share the secrets, and collaborate with his successor. That's what the pasuk means when it says, "V'nosata mehodcha alav," that Moshe Rabbeinu gave mehodcha from himself. He shared his hod, he shared his light, he shared his strength, he shared his secrets that he had learned from his experience. Moshe Rabbeinu enabled Yehoshua ben Nun to succeed, to excel in continuing this leadership. This is not only true of leadership of a nation, but it's just as true in parenting, for mothers and fathers. A successful father and a successful mother must give of themselves. They must sacrifice time, energy, and money. We find in the parasha that Yisachar served as the perfect example of being moser nefesh, literally, for his child. He gave of himself. Let me explain. The Das Kanim writes, he says an incredible idea on the pasuk, L'yoshuv mishpachas hayeshuvi. The psukim lists all the families, all the members of Am Yisrael and all the different shvatim. And there's one name, one child of Yisachar whose name was Yoshuv. Yisachar remarked that the name Yov, rather, the Das Kanim remarks that the name Yov, as it appears in Bereishis, was a son of Yisachar. And that was an inappropriate name, Yov, because it's the name of an Avodah Zarah. Yisachar therefore gave one of the shins of his own name to his son Yov, so that it becomes Yoshuv. In other words, Yisachar, whose name has two shins, two sins, Yisachar, if you will, gave one of the shins to his son. He sacrificed his own name, his own self, for the benefit of his child. That's what it means, Yoshuv. This is what the Das Kanim points out. Now, one could ask, so why did he name his son Yov in the first place, back in Sefer Bereishis? And the answer is because at the time, this Avodah Zarah called Yov didn't exist. So when Yisachar had a son, he named him Yov. But later on in history, the Avodah Zarah appeared, and that was called Yov. He had to therefore change his son's name from Yov to Yoshuv. Where did that shin come from? The shin came from Yisachar's name himself. The two shins, the two sins he had, he gave one from himself to his son Yov, now known as Yoshuv. In the magnificent Sefer Otzer Plaus HaTorah, the author cites a fascinating minhag. There are different customs how to pronounce the name Yisachar, as it appears in the Torah. Some pronounce both sins as Yisachar, others pronounce only one, Yisachar. And the various minhagim, some people mention Yisachar only the first time the name appears, and only Yisachar thereafter. But there's one very interesting practice he brings down in the name of a number of Achronim, that is to recite the name Yisachar with both sins, Yisachar, up until this week's Parsha, up until Parsha's Pinchas, into which you change it to Yisachar. Because it's in this week's Parsha that the Minog dictates to leave one of the shins silent, to highlight that it was given to the name Yoshev. His name was no longer Yisachar. He lost the sin. He gave the sin to his son Yoshev. It now became Yisachar. And what came? What came of the family of Yoshev? Who were they? What was the Messias Nefesh of Yisachar? What did it turn out to become? The Baal Turim explains that they were zocha to be Bali Yeshiva. The name Yoshev means to be Yoshev, to sit. They were Bali Yeshiva. They became pillars of the Beis Medrash. They sat in the Beis Medrash to learn in Yeshiva. When a child feels the love, the care, the interest, and the Mesiras Nefesh from his parents, the results are extraordinary. The key to leadership, the key to succession, the key to parenthood, and the key to apprenticeship in general is Mesiras Nefesh. Moshe Beinu gave of his light, Mehodcha. Yisachar gave of his name, and we too must give somehow of ourselves to raise our children on the path of the Torah. May we all see nachas from our children, from our grandchildren, and may bring nachas ultimately to the Ribono Shel Olam. Have a wonderful Shabbos.